And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for November 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Just before we get into our regular columns here in the audio service, I'd like to take a moment out to send my condolences out to those of you whose families and maybe yourself have been affected by some of the recent tragedies in America, those being Hurricane Hugo, the quake out in California, and the severe flooding in southern Ohio and Kentucky. I guess what is one of the worst feelings I can have is sitting here doing the audio service and looking at the membership roster and realizing that we have a lot of members in those affected areas. Since the only news we really have out of those areas are those which we hear on the network newscasts, if you have been through some of the disaster, you might want to just let us know a little bit about what happened to you on the action line and in a muse or something. And you might want to just let us know how the local community worked with the disaster and some of the radio stations helped out. On a lighter side, I'd like to remind you that the next edition of the audio service will be our Christmas edition. So if you would like to call up and wish somebody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, please do so. Of course, you know the number, don't you? It's area code 419-224-3916. It's 24 hours a day, and you got 2 minutes worth of time there on the audio service to let loose all you have there. Well, we got a little bit of a problem. It seems that Crazy Ken Chatterton, has told Uncle Mikey that he's going to get some stuff out the door at the Pub Center, and it's going to cost the club some money. Well, he's got some fantastic prices here on some of the items from the NRC Pub Center, and they're just in time for Christmas giving or just for yourself, such as maps of the United States and Canada. Now, they're on 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, so that what you can do is you can write in a specific location of a station and try to figure out which way to orient your loop antenna. There are 5 maps for $1. They also have the sunrise sunset maps. Now, these show the zones where the different time changes take place for sunrise and sunset times when stations drop their power or increase their power or go to a different pattern. Again, they're on 8.5 by 11 sheets. There's 12 maps for $2. Also, the Broadcaster's Guide to DX. This is a tri-fold guide to use with your reception ports, explaining about DXing and how the National Radio Club was formed and the importance of QSLs to DXers. There's 20 of them to a set, and they're available in English, Spanish, or French. And you can get 20 sheets, 20 of these things, for $1.50. Now, here's something that every DXer's got to have in his shack, believe me, and that is the 9-ounce milk white coffee mug with the NRC emblem printed on in black on both sides. It's oven-proof, and it makes a great gift for the fellow DXer or just for yourself. $6 to our members or $6.75 to Canadian and Mexican members. I'd like to remind you also about the NRC AM radio log. This is a hot item. It's something where if you are an AMDXer or air check collector or something, it's very valuable. It's 8.5 by 11 sheet pages, over 200 pages, 3-hole ring binder punched. And it contains all the information such as the station, the location, their facilities, also the address of the station. It's arranged in order of frequency. Very valuable tool for DXing. Here's something which we haven't talked about, and that is the NRC 50th Anniversary Book. It's over 200 pages of history of the National Radio Club, as well as broadcast band and DXing. It includes many photos, drawings, QSLs. If you want to know the history of the club, then you want this book. If you want to know how DXing was in the early days of radio, then this book is for you. This is specially priced for the holiday season, $12 for members, $15 for non-members. And of course, you can pick up a couple of those at $12 and send them off to some of your friends. Also, log sheets by frequencies. They are 110 sheets, 25 entries possible per sheet. 110 sheets for $5, or 25 sheets for $1.25. And if you type a lot of letters out to people, you might want some NRC official stationery. The National Radio Club emblem is in the upper left corner, and it says Member of the National Radio Club right at the top. And you can get 100 sheets for for $5. This is for members only. And, boy, that'll really look impressive when you send out some QSLs. Where do you get all this fantastic stuff? Well, all you have to do is contact Crazy Ken at the NRC Publication Center. Ken's got these prices low just for the holiday season. And you can write to Ken at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York. That's Mansville, New York, 13661.
It's time for another look at Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I'm Bill Hale reporting. A big news item the last couple of issues has been the devastation of Hurricane Hugo upon the East Coast and the public service that many radio stations made to keep the communications lines open. The most widely reported station was WPDQ, formerly WAPE 690 in Jacksonville, Florida. They kept their daytime power and non-directional antenna pattern on for about 3 days during and immediately after Hugo moved up the Carolina coast. Reports of hearing WPDQ were received here from as far west as Iowa. They certainly did a great service to the areas affected, many of which lost their own stations to wind and water damage. Many other stations were reported as staying on with daytime power and non-directional antenna patterns due to the weather. This is a good example of how AM radio best serves in situations of this type. Let's now take a look at some special DDXD notes from the most recent DX news. CHYR Leamington, Ontario is reported to be back on 7:30 at night. Remember, they were operating on 7:10 only as a utility company had constructed a tower which was causing problems for them on 7:30. But evidently everything has been worked out for them now, so they're back on their daytime, nighttime, different frequency modes. The new 830 in Eaton, North Carolina, WWMO, was reported by Charles Ray of Leamington on October 13th at 20:30 hours with a high school football game. He called the station and found out they were just on to do the game while conducting field measurements. A couple of other things Charles found out was what they when they come back on, or when they go full-time, rather, they'll be U2 10,000, 1,000, meaning they'll have a directional pattern at night. And the pattern will go north and south, obviously protecting WCCO. They're also changing their format to gospel. The fate of their current facilities on 1130 is unknown. WMAD Madison, Wisconsin on 1190 is reported to have dropped Music of Your Life format for a news format, and they have CNN headline news audio. 1460 in Des Moines, Iowa, the new KGGO AM, formerly KSO, is now simulcasting their FM 94.9 with AOR. There goes another three-letter call. Doug Smith of Madison, Wisconsin, contributed these last two items to DDXD. A couple of significant catches reported since the last DDXD are as follows. Doug Smith reports hearing WDFZ Tullahoma, Tennessee on September 26th from 0400 to 0600 plus with SMN oldies, occasional Z74 non-IDs, and WDFZ Tullahoma playing the best variety of your favorite hits ID. They then went into Satellite News Network News at 0600. Not bad for being on their 10-watt night power. Sean Axelrod of Winnipeg, Manitoba reports logging KCID 1490 Caldwell, Idaho on September 24th at 0810 with a good signal. Programming consisted of a mix of oldies and current hits plus a KCID 1490 radio non-IDs between the records. One more good catch deserving recognition this month is the reception of KKLL 1100 in Webb City, Missouri by Carl Jeter of Stone Mountain, Georgia on October 7th. At 18:43 hours with inspirational music until their sign-off. Also, there was a mention of their FM, KKLL-FM, on 95.1. Well, that's going to do it for this time. Remember, if you have DX to report and would like to it to appear in DX News as well as hear it on the audio service, send it to me at 734 Burleson, San Marcos, Texas, 78666. Until next time, this is Bill Hale saying 73 on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Hello once again, radio buffs. This is Market Scope. I'm Phil Wayne, and this month we look at Plattsburgh, New York, and Burlington, Vermont. And now as special guest, here's a real gentleman we all know and love. John Bowker, it is truly an honor to share this microphone with you.
Well, Phil, thanks for the nice words. I appreciate it very much. And I'm awfully glad to be doing a Market Scope with you. You know, Fred Vobey has me typecast as a travelogue editor, so we'll see what happens here. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, once again, or good morning, or whatever time you happen to hear this. The ADI we're going to be working on today is Burlington, Vermont, Plattsburgh, New York. And just to set the geographic record straight, Burlington, which is the queen city of Vermont and the dominant city of the two, Plattsburgh and Burlington, it lies 360 miles north-northeast of New York City and just 100 miles almost due south of the city of Montreal. As a result, at night, we're absolutely clobbered in that part of Vermont with signals, very listenable AM signals from Montreal and all over the great Northeast, including Albany. WGY, WPTR come in very strongly at night in the Burlington-Plattsburgh ADI. However, the 6 AM stations that service the area, 5 of them are on the air at night. There is one daytime only. We'll get to that a little bit later. Our first station is at 620 on the dial, 5,000 watts day and night, but no, it didn't start that way. WCAX came on the air in the 1920s, but it came on at 1180 kilohertz on the dial, 1180, and then it moved to 1200 back in July of 1927. By 1935, it was at 620 on the dial with 1,000 watts. So this is the first station I was ever on. In 1947, I started on this station. What do you think of that? It was sort of a different format. It was CBS, the only CBS outlet in Vermont at that point. And since then, it has gone through NBC and is now ABC. But that's going to be one of the interesting things you hear. As you hear the station break on the hour of WVMT, Vermont it stands for, which you call sign now is, listen to the little jingle they play in the background going into the ABC News. I think there's a lawsuit pending. I'm not sure. Let's tune in on 620 right now.
Well, there he goes, him and his family, the orthodontal nightmare. Donny Osmond, he's back again. Sacred Emotion at Stereo 620 WVMT. Coming up tonight at 9, it's Costas Coast to Coast. His guests include baseball writer Tom Boswell. A fellow you may be familiar with is who's on our radio station weeknights, Larry King, tonight at 9 on WVMT.
New York.
Now I gotta wait for the love dub. Huey Lewis and the news at Stereo 620 WVMT. One quick note here this afternoon: Monday's fireworks in Burlington at the Breakwater will begin at 9:40 p.m., not 9:20 as originally scheduled. Here's XTC and King for a Day at WVMT.
Don't give up on it. You won't get hurt anymore. That's the way it goes. It's 6:55 at WVMT Stereo 620 with the news from ABC at 7.
If E&E Tire Company isn't already your source for tires,
Flanders Building Supply, where the best is won.
It is. So what time we got here? 6:58. Here we're just checking our sundial here. It's 6:58 on a beautiful Monday morning. And have a high today of around 90. News next at 7, the Righteous Brothers.
This was all July 3rd. July 3rd, 1989.
News is next on WVMT Burlington. WVMT Stereo 620. It's 7 o'clock.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. Good morning. In our top story, a death in Moscow. For the ABC Direction Network, I'm Tim O'Donnell.
WVMT Sports.
Well, it's 7:03, and here's what's happening in sports this morning. Well, it was Boston beating Toronto yesterday 4-1 in 11 innings. Raul scores 24 hours a day. Call our WVMT Sports phone, 657-2000. A service of the Message Center. And WVMT Stereo 620.
Stereo 620. WVMT.
7:09 at WVMT Stereo 620 with Ernie Ferrari. Ah, what a beautiful day we have underway. 63 degrees, headed for a high today of around 90 with a southerly breeze 5 to 10. Yes, the night stood still when Dion opened his yap. It's 7:14 on WVMT Stereo 620. They're brand spanking new to Colchester and proud of it. Stop on by today or give them a call. They'll help you out, whatever you need done.
Just the other morning, Uncle Versy Ledbetter and Aunt Pet loaded up the young'uns in the truck and headed to McDonald's for breakfast. Slipping away.
Three Dog Night.
Sitting on a pillow.
WVMT.
Waiting for night.
We're going to celebrate.
Well, I think that should give you some clue as to what WVMT is sounding like these days at 620, 620 stereo or whatever. That's the way we started in the market scope for the Burlington-Plattsburgh ADI market. Now, we go up the dial. Next comes 960. This is one of the newer stations on the air. It came in the into being 1953, WEAV in Plattsburgh across the lake. By the way, these two cities are about 18 to 20 miles apart across the broadest part of Lake Champlain. But there's a lot. There's a frequent ferry service between the two cities across the lake. Let's listen to WEAV.
Everybody, it's time for birthdays and anniversaries. WEAV 96 AM. Today is Monday, July 3rd, 1989. Did you know that dog days begin today? Yes, dog days begin today, but don't get too carried away. Be especially careful whose face you lick.
Happy birthday to you.
Birthday, everybody. We hope you have a wonderful day today. We want to remind everybody that birthdays and anniversaries are heard Monday through Saturday at WEAV at 6:50 and 7:50 in the morning. That's about it. We have CBS News coming up at the top of the hour. That's 4 minutes from right now. This is your morning music host, Young Tom Grazer, wishing everybody a happy July 3rd, the first Monday of the week. It's kind of a weird. I'm not sure who the banks are open today. I believe yes, banks are open and. Some things are closed, other things are open. It's best to call ahead if you have plans on doing anything. Call ahead and make sure that whatever it is you're going to do, you will be able to do because with the holiday falling on Tuesday, some people have Monday off, some people have Tuesday off, most people have Tuesday off, some people have other days off. Find out by phoning ahead. 3 minutes now before 7 o'clock. Here's Jimmy Cliff.
I hope you realize how messed up that poor guy was.
For the best in music, news, and sports, keep your radio tuned to WEAV 96 AM in Plattsburgh, New York. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News. It's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock, 19 forever. That's Joe Jackson on 96 AM WEAV. Good morning, everybody. A partly sunny day is the forecast from the National Weather Service. Highs today could reach 90 degrees. We'll tell you more about the weather in just about 10 minutes. This is also a movie review morning. We have a movie review coming up in 4. It's summer hiking time, and Wooden Ski and Wheel has a Eureka tent and a Camp Trails backpack waiting for you. Hill Route 9, 1 mile south of Plattsburgh Air Force Base.
It just gets worse and worse, really. Oh, well, that's 960 WEAV in Plattsburgh, New York. And maybe I'm not being entirely fair, but I listened to the station, a half a day, and I guess I found out why they are still on the air.
About this one when we return on the CJAD Montreal Expos Radio Network.
The Champlain Valley Sports Station, 96 AM, WEAV, Plattsburgh.
Well, maybe they are the sports station in the Champlain Valley, but because the Expos are very popular up there, but there are other stations in the market carrying the Mets, the Yankees, and the Red Sox, too. Well, maybe they are the sports station for the Champlain Valley, but there are other stations in the market carrying the Red Sox, the Mets, and the Yankees. Let's move up the dial to 1070 and hear Plattsburgh's WKDR.
And it says that 4 out of 5 dentists say that their patients should chew sugarless gum. But there's one dentist that says, don't chew sugarless gum. Do you understand why that happens?
Well, frankly, I don't think you should chew gum anyway.
Then you're that
you're in the majority.
You're that dentist. Okay, I was always wanted to meet you. Okay, we're going to talk to Dr. Steve Metz about some of the special needs of animals in the summertime. And
a little more about dentistry, too, I know.
Yeah, dentistry and veterinary medicine. Maybe if the two ever meet, we'll find out about
veterinary
that.
Veterinary dentistry.
But we're going to get a very brief look at Champlain Valley News right now from Mr. Mark Johnson, standing by in the news booth with it.
Hey, Marky.
It's 75 in Burlington, 76 in Plattsburgh. The forecast today is calling for sunny skies. Technometeorologist Bill Jackman will have the weather details in just a few moments.
This is the Champlain Valley's Talk Radio, 1070 AM, WKDR from Plattsburgh and Burlington.
ABC News, I'm Bill Stoller, and just say no to burning the American flag. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Bill Stoller.
75 in Burlington, 76 in Plattsburgh.
All right, thank you very much, Mark Johnson.
Talk Radio 1070 WKDR. Welcome to hour number 3 of the Information AM program. Coming up during the hour, we're going to speak to somebody about the fireworks going on tonight.
That's right. The fireworks display in Burlington tonight at 9:40.
Right. Now, we're also going to be calling Canada to speak to somebody.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Okay. Yes. Sorry about that. Now, where did the monkeys escape?
Oh, yes, in Canada. Yes. Yes. So we're calling Canada as well.
The escaped monkeys coming up on this.
35 Japanese monkeys. Right here on our queue. 35 Japanese monkeys.
Okay, 4th of July is around. You don't have to be a veterinarian to realize this, that the loud noises of fireworks will probably startle some of your animals.
You know, one of the interesting things is they never did get back to that call to New Hampshire. They both agreed they were going to call New Hampshire for something, but at least it didn't happen during that hour of the talk radio on WKDR. So that's the talk radio you have. It's kind of lightweight stuff, at least in the morning. And don't forget, though, WKDR was the station that brought us this jingle.
Welcome back to Money Talk.
Okay. Oh, dear. Let's move quickly. Let's move up the dial. We'll cross back to the eastern shore of Lake Champlain to the city of Burlington, and we find ourselves at 12:30 on the dial.
You're listening to Vermont's radio station of the year, AM 1230 WJOY Burlington. CBS News is next. It's 6 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Good morning at 6:05. It's 64 degrees in the partly cloudy skies in Burlington. Should be partly sunny and warm today. Highs near 90 degrees.
Eat. What would it be? What would it be? Oh, nice to have you back.
Thank
we missed you.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back.
And I don't know what else to say, Jan. It's nice to have you back, and we'll just push this button. Watch what happens. It's amazing. Watch this.
Wow.
It's radio. Nice to have you back, Jan. Thank you. It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock on a what feels like a very quiet Monday here, but we'll bring some original hit music to you right now. Good morning.
Got the love I need so much, my lady love.
16 minutes after, on a Monday morning, 64 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Magic moments now with Perry Como. Magic Moments, that's Perry Como on AM 1230 WJOY, giving us those magic moments of the original hits at 6:19 this Monday morning. 64 degrees, Pete Richards along with Jan Jacobs, who is back from vacation.
Celebrate summer with a visit to the Daffodil, where they've marked down sportswear and dresses, including...
And there we have Vermont Station of the Year, WJOY. Loved her, hated him, but that's the way it goes. Let's move up now. The fifth station on our list is the oldest station in the market. Came on the air in the early 20s, and now at 1340 on the dial is WIRY. When I was growing up in that area, it was WMFF, call letters that had been in effect for about 40 years. So, anyway, let's get on. 1340, here's what they're doing today.
Have a happy 4th!
We've got your number. Don't you ever worry about that. 13 before 2, 88 degrees. Sunny and warm near 90 today. Southerly winds at 2. Fair and mild overnight with the lows in the 60s. 4th of July, hot, warm, humid. 40% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s. Happy holiday from Wiry to you. McCumber parred the first hole of sudden death this morning to win the Western Open. That win was McCumber's first this year, worth 100,000 buccarinis. He also won the Western Open in 1983. Second place pays 108,000. That was worth showing up, you know. That'll buy lunch. Maybe even plane fare home. Just like you do. She can move around just like you. Plattsburgh, 87 degrees, 2 o'clock.
States given more power to decide who gets an abortion. With Mutual News, I'm Becky Bailey in Washington.
1340, Wiry.
Have a happy 4th.
There you have it, the Alan Parsons Project. Don't answer me. 89 degrees at the Entertainer, WIRY, wishing you and your family a very happy 4th of July. Whatever you have planned, whether it's a picnic, a little camping out, a little pool party, or a little fun around the yard, or at the fireworks display, bring us along. We like to go wherever you go. That's what's made us number one. In Italy, sunshiny and warm this afternoon. Temperatures will remain.
Did he say number one? I guess he did. Did you notice the way he, just before the news, the way he talked up to the vocal on that song and then kept right on talking over it with that golf story? Oh, dear. WIRY, they're doing a fine job for all 1,000 watts in Plattsburgh. Our sixth station back on the Eastern Shore in Burlington, 5,000 watts day and night at 1390 on the dial. Of course, it wasn't so long ago, but they were at 1400 on the dial, and they moved one digital notch to the left. Here's WDOT.
1390 WDOT. Happening in and or around the Champlain Valley, you're going to hear about it right here first on your country giant, WDOT. Here's Ricky Van Shelton.
I got a hole in my pocket and a can go to the bag.
He must have heard that one while growing up. Huh? He's Eddie Rabbit, country boy from New Jersey. I think Teaneck, New Jersey, or Newark, New Jersey, someplace like that. At the same time, Dion of Dion and the Belmonts fame was growing up in the Bronx, New York, and it was Dion's big hit, The Wanderer. Eddie Rabbit, years later, turned it country. And that's all right by us, isn't it? Second appearance of the morning for Reba McEntire, WDOT. One of my boos. Remember when I first started doing country music here on WDOT, started singing along with all the records. And, you know, I mean, there's somebody out there with a tape recorder trying to get them. I know you're not supposed to tape from the radio, but I guess every now and then somebody does. And there's the DJ singing along. Somehow I'm back into that old habit this morning. Well, I'll do you a favor. I won't sing over the new Judds record. And it's a good one. And it's right now on WDOT.
Yeah.
see, you got the whole thing. I didn't sing over it at all. I mean, I was with the microphone off. 9 minutes before 8, WDOT. What's the temperature right now? You get the feeling it's going to be another hot and humid one today. That's the forecast from Jack. 65 already in Plattsburgh. 69 in Burlington. I imagine if we just sort of hold out for a minute or two, it'll be 70 degrees. And we will see temperatures 80, 85 degrees for certain today.
WDOT, Burlington. It's 8 o'clock.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News.
It's 4 minutes past 8. Once again, good Monday morning. I'm Andy Potter. We're up to 73 degrees in Burlington. It's sunny. It's going to be hot today as we head for a high 85 to 90 degrees.
Maybe a holiday, but we're here with country music for you.
So that's a brief look at the six AM stations that put primary signals into the two cities of Plattsburgh and Burlington. There are a dozen FM stations serving the same two cities. Phil, this has been a ball. Thanks so much for inviting me on board.
Well, John, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you very much. And by the way, thanks for keeping it clean. Now, it is interesting to note that no satellite-delivered programming was aired, at least not during the primary day parts that you put on tape for us, John. So it seems that radio in, at least AM radio, in Burlington and Plattsburgh is doing quite well. And also, where else but Burlington, Vermont, would you hear a talk show concerning gum chewing? WHAS, perhaps? Next month, more radio bits and pieces. I'm Phil Wayne.
W-I-X-Y, Cleveland.
Well, recently, the boss up in Wisconsin, Mike Nitter, had a chance to speak with Lori Boyer, who is a DXer who was visiting the United States, about DXing down in New Zealand.
What's the difference, let's say, for example, between formats, maybe the powers of the stations, old regulations and stuff as far as what they can get away with versus what we get away with? Do they have to ID on the hour and that sort of stuff?
Well, your variety of stations up here is a lot better than down there. What we have got now is really about three different networks apart from a few private stations, and that's about it. Up here I do like to hear the you got a station on Golden Oldies, you got another one on Rock, you got Country and Western. You can pick up any radio program virtually that you want to hear. Well, we just haven't got that variety down here, down in New Zealand. But most people down there are more inclined towards TV than perhaps radio. The only time they listen to the radio is when they get up in the morning, want to know if they're in time for work. And even the area I live in, well, it only takes you 5 minutes to go to work, so it doesn't warrant turning on the radio. So,
do you have drive times? Like we do here, you know, you've got a segment, say, from 7 to 9 o'clock that's considered your drive time, or they try to pack in all the funny and interesting things for people driving?
No, nothing like that at all. Probably the only cities where you spend any time driving to work would be Auckland and Wellington. And in Wellington, there is a lot of people travel in and out by train to work. It's too hard to get a pack, so they might drive to the nearest railway station and catch the train into work. Mm-hmm. So we don't have really anything like that at all.
Are most of the stations government-owned, or are they privately?
Yeah,
they are government-owned.
Mostly government-owned.
All owned by the same, are they grouped then into, like say for instance in one city, would, if there's four stations, would each one then carry a different network?
Well, mostly there's not four networks. You've got your concert program network, your YA stations, which are mainly sort of middle of the road, and your Z stations which are broadcasting. Each city of any size now has a private radio, and they're working out quite good.
The Fred had asked me to ask on this radio Haraki, which is now 1X8. Do you know anything about that over there? It used to be, at one time, a pirate.
It was the first private station in New Zealand. It was a pirate station. And unfortunately, it got wrecked. But it had enough clout behind it to the people to more or less demand it, and they were instrumental in getting private radio into New Zealand.
Situation around the Turi. This is no time for joking. The frequency we're receiving on is 2182. The frequency we are receiving on is 2182. We are sending up a flare. Anybody in this vicinity who sees the flare, or anybody who knows anybody in this vicinity, please warn them that we are sending up a flare. The anchor chain is being, the anchor is being dropped up starboard. What am I talking about? The anchor is being dropped. The engine has stopped completely now. And we're drifting back into the rocks again. We're receiving on frequency 2182, and I'll have our compass bearing again for you in a second. Our compass bearing will be here in a second. You'll hear when we go on the rocks. I've got the microphone fairly loud, and I'm talking fairly softly so you can hear any background noises that, that do occur. I'm not a sadist or anything, but I do like everyone know the plight we're in, and we're in quite a plight here. There we've gone, we've hit once. We're going back onto the rocks now. I'll repeat that. We're receiving on frequency 2182. We have gone aground near the entrance to the Wongaparra Harbour. The Wongaparra Harbour on Great Barrier Island. We have gone aground on the entrance to Wongaparra Harbour on Great Barrier Island. We're hitting continuously now. I don't know how long I can stay with you. There we've gone again. That was rather bad, actually. We've gone aground on Wongaparra. There. Abandon ship. I'm turning the microphone up loud. Abandon ship. The siren has gone. We are abandoning ship. The rocks are within swimming distance. I've got to go now. I've turned the microphone up loud. I hope the transmitter holds out. We are abandoning ship. Our position is in the Wongaparra Harbour. I love you, Mum and Dad.
Now, is that the... are there others that have followed? I mean, other ventures into there, or hasn't the government allowed?
Well, yes, you've got quite a number now of the private radio stations through this first one. It took a long time to work its way down the country. Now the changes over there are a lot of the both private and the government stations are vying for FM frequencies, which seem to be opening up fairly fast in most places.
Yeah, that was my next question I was going to ask, was on FM. Aside from being on different frequencies, are the programmings the same as they are on AM?
No, they seem to either have AM or FM, and they don't run in simultaneously as they do up here.
Okay, is the what is the your AM now is 9 kilohertz spread, right?
Not yeah, 10. That's right, yeah.
Okay, are they, are your... Do you have problems with interference between when you're DXing on the AM band with the 9 kilohertz spread? Are there stations far enough apart? I mean, in other words, they're, you know, like three channels up,
yeah,
versus being right one right next to each other, you know, in the close.
It certainly hasn't made it easier. I had hoped when they introduced this that it would leave it more open to hear North American stations, but that wasn't the case. It seemed to make it harder. You find that depending on the time of the year, it can be rather strange. I quite often hear a New Zealand station completely blanketed out by Langenberg in Germany. Jeez. you just can't hear the New Zealand station for it.
I'll be darned.
And another station that comes in there is an Arab station. I'm just not sure what it is now. It's on 1440. And it actually spreads along the dial.
A conversation there between Mike Nitter and Laurie Boyer of New Zealand about radio in New Zealand and an interesting air check of that station, which went aground, apparently, in New Zealand and later surfaced as a legal station. At the 1989 National Radio Club Convention in Topeka, Kansas, Ed O'Donnell, who is the chief engineer and operations manager of WIBW AM and FM, talked a little bit about that station and his career.
I have worked at WIBW for 28 years. I came there out of college, and it's the only place I've ever worked. So if I ever get fired, I don't know what I'll do. I've never had to apply for a job except once in my life. It's a good organization. Gentleman must be from Topeka over here. He knew that WIBW started in 1927. We are one of the few stations left in the country which is a share time station. We're off the air in the afternoon at 12:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday. We share the frequency with KKSU Radio, which used to be KSAC Radio, which is at Kansas State University over in Manhattan. And we have tried over the years, needless to say, to try to get the frequency full time. We've offered them a television station. We've offered them a 100,000-watt FM station. We've offered them other 5,000-watt AM stations, specifically like KFRM radio, which is at 550 on the dial up in Concordia, Kansas, north central Kansas. But they've always turned us down. They're happy with the arrangement. Basically, they have a staff about 10 people, 8 or 10 people, and being on the air 5 hours a day, Monday through Friday, never working nights, never working weekends, never working holidays. It ain't radio, people. when you're working, used to being on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter what happens, rain or shine, it doesn't seem like radio. But I really feel like that AM stations will be around for a while for you to be able to listen to and monitor. One thing I might offer you, let radio stations in your area where you live know that you do this type of thing. Paul's helped me on a little problem, and that I occasionally get some interference from a station in Mexico on 580. And so I, not speaking Spanish, not being able to get their call letters and things. And so I talked to some people at the FCC about it. They said, well, if you can ever get some call letters or something, we'll try to do something for you. This is where you might be a service to some broadcast. There might be, let them know that you do, talk to the engineers. This is, now the small stations probably aren't going to have it, but the regional station frequencies. The clear channel frequencies. And the bigger ones are where the interference is going to come in. It's not going to come into the ones up at the high end of the dial so much, probably. But there are some intermixed in there. But kind of let them know and say, if you ever experience interference problems from some station, let me know. And through a contact that I have through this club, perhaps we could track it down for you, because it could be helpful to some of them.
And that was Ed O'Donnell at the 1989 National Radio Club Convention. Ed is the operation manager and chief engineer for WIBW. From time to time, we'd like to ask your help in finding out about the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service. And what we'd like you to do is keep your ears open. If you hear about the National Radio Club or the DX Audio Service on a particular reading service, or perhaps on a shortwave station or medium wave station or whatever, please let us know. Just drop a line to Mike Nitter at the National Radio Club headquarters up in Cambridge, Wisconsin. That's Mike Nitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, and it's the National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And let Mike know when and where you heard anything about the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service. And hopefully we'll get the word out to the right people and let everyone know about us. Speaking of getting information out, I'd like to remind you that the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service operates and supports a local board, a computer bulletin board here in the area, and we are on the FidoNet system. So if you are a computer enthusiast and wish to send us some messages via computer, here is the FidoNet address. It is 1:234/16. That is our address, and just address it to Fred Vobey, and put down as the address 1:234/16. We also have the shortwave echo service on our computer bulletin board. So if you are on a board where they have echo mail or conference mail and have the shortwave service, why not drop us a line? Let us know what's going on. That's it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November. We'll see you next month. The DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature of the National Radio Club.